Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
The Bucks game is over. And now, it's time for the longest-running pro hoops post-game show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
The most important thing, we trust one another. What happened, we trust one another, and that's why we came up with the win.
The head coach.
And that's when we're at our best. You know, Giannis is great about attacking, and then when teammates are open, he shares it, and they make shots.
And the fans.
It feels good to get the monkey off the back, honestly. We've been waiting so many years for this to actually finally happen. And honestly, I can't remember a more likable Bucks team than the one we have right here.
This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show, presented by Palermo's Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza. Now, here's Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Get the brooms out. Get the brooms out, Mayor Mitch. Get the brooms. You ever watch wrestling? Get the tables. The Dudley Boys back in the day, right? One yelling the other one, get the table. Get the brooms. Toronto can't play any better than they've done tonight.
I'm just going to keep my mic off in case something comes out of my mouth.
Can't play any better than they have tonight, folks. They just can't. And the Bucks are going to win this thing, and it's pretty much over right now. They're just going to run this out. I highly doubt they'll get fouled. 108 to 100 is going to be your final here. Bucks over the Toronto Raptors. Well, maybe. Giannis has dribbled the ball off his foot, I think. But either way, 108-100, 7 seconds to go. The Bucks are going to get the win. What do you say now about this Bucks team? For three quarters, I watched angry Bucks Twitter just be mad at the world. And now they win. And I'm going to be honest with you about something. Look, I was getting frustrated by how they were not shooting the three. And in the beginning of the game, I was going, okay, well, you know, rust. It's been a week off. They're rusty. That's what this is. The Bucks are simply rusty on a slow start. But when you get through three quarters and you only have six made three-pointers, at that point I'm going, okay, well, we're beyond rust now. Like, there has to be more to this. So, I don't know if you saw it, Mayor Mitch. I tweeted it out. I said, I know this is going to sound crazy and all, but maybe we should take off the shirts in the fourth quarter. Take off the white shirts. Because you hear it so often from NBA players, well, not really NBA players, college basketball players, right? When you go to a Final Four setting and you go to a football stadium that's a dome and now you have to go play there, it's a different feel. And you want to get as much practice as you in on the in while you're on that court in that football stadium or whatever that's a dome, because it's a different sight line. Those white shirts, I could not have been helping things. I don't see how, because from a depth perception standpoint, I mean, you've played basketball, right, Mitch? From a depth perception standpoint, if you change the background that you're normally used to shooting with and now it's something completely different, it could throw off your eyes a little bit as far as making shots, I think. Now, maybe I'm overreacting, and if so, so be it. But that's all I could come up with. And then, Brook Lopez hits back-to-back threes, and off to the races. The Bucks start hitting threes, and the Bucks win 108-100. Game one of the Eastern Conference Finals in the back pocket of your Milwaukee Bucks. If you're leaving the arena, obviously want to hear from you. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Mayor Mitch, the chairman of the DJ Wilson Fan Club. Is he still? He's still on the team. DJ Wilson Fan Club. Evan is over there. I'm just joking around with Evan. Evan is other side of the glass. Let's hear from you. Let's celebrate a Bucks win. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. I don't think the Raptors can play any better than they did tonight. I really don't. I don't think this series is going to go very long at all, which is what I said on the big show. This was the best game they could give you. Kyle Lowry is probably not doing that maybe but one more time in this series, if he does it one more time in the series. Let's go inside the box score.
How did tonight's game add up? Let's go inside the box score. Brought to you by ABC Audio Video, home entertainment and commercial audio video. Simply done right. ABCAudioVideo.com. This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show, presented by Palermo Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza.
All right, here we go. Bucks get the win 108 to 100. Mirotić tonight, 25 minutes. Wasn't all that good, to be honest with you, from deep. 1 of 6. He needs to get it going next game. 6 of 6 from the free throw line. 3 of 9 overall from the field. 6 rebounds, 1 block, couple turnovers, 13 points. Giannis, 37 minutes. Solid. 7 of 16 from the floor. 1 of 3 from 3. 9 of 12 from the line. 24 points, 14 boards, 6 assists, 2 steals, 3 blocks, 5 turnovers for Giannis. Chris Middleton, he's had better games. 4 of 12, 1 of 6 from 3, 2 of 2 from the free throw line, 11 points, 11 boards, 4 assists, 1 steal, and 4 huge turnovers, especially there in the fourth quarter. Almost single-handedly killed that team. Brook Lopez, 35 minutes. It was the best game he's had as a Milwaukee Buck, by far. I mean, it was, even though he didn't hit all of his threes, his impact was gigantic on this basketball game. 12 of 21 from the floor, 4 of 11 from 3, 1 of 2 from the free throw line, 29 points, 11 boards, 2 assists, 4 blocks. And those 4 blocks were big for Brook Lopez. Eric Bledsoe, 29 minutes, also not his best game, but came up big there towards the end. 3 of 12, 0 of 6 from 3, 3 of 3 from the line, 9 points, 5 boards, 2 assists, a steal. Or Bledsoe. Off the bench tonight, Malcolm Brogdon, so glad you're healthy. 5 of 9 from the floor in 25 minutes, 3 of 6 from 3, 2 of 2 from the line, 15 points, 3 boards, 3 assists, in 1 turnover. 27 minutes for George Hill. Pretty sure he was jinxed by Josh Lewinberg, who earlier today was on Raptors radio and all that stuff, and said, George Hill, I said, Ibaka's the guy that the Bucks fans can't stand because he kills the Bucks. Who would it be on the Bucks? He said George Hill has pretty much owned Kyle Lowry for as long as George Hill and Kyle Lowry have played each other. I'm like, okay, I didn't know that. Okay, this is good. This makes me feel even better. And George Hill's playing good, so this is going to be great. And it was a role reversal. Lowry had the big game, and Hill didn't. 0 of 6 from the floor, 0 of 1 from 3. No points, obviously. 1 board, 4 assists, 4 steals, and 1 block shot for George Hill. 14 minutes for Ersan Ilyasova, 3 of 6, 1 of 4 from 3. 7 points, 3 boards, and 1 block. Pat Connaughton, 11 minutes, didn't hit a shot, 0 of 2, 0 of 1 from 3, 6 boards for him, and 1 block shot. Bucks only shoot 39.8% from the field. The Raptors held to 37.4% from the field. The Bucks 11 of 44 from 3, that's 25%, folks. 15 of 42 for Toronto, good for 36.6%. Free throws, 23 of 27 for the Bucks. 7 gap for rebounding and a huge benefit to the Bucks, obviously. And then we talk about turnovers, 12 for the Bucks, 12 for the Toronto Raptors. Bucks win 108-100. Game 2 comes up on Friday night. We'll be right back here after the Bucks and Raptors game 2. All right, let's hear from you. 414-799-1250. Let's go, Mayor Mitch.
AJ in Glendale, you're up first on the fan. What's up, AJ?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, man, listen, I was scared of Siakam, and in the beginning, I was really scared, like, okay, we got going to do it. But what we were waiting for was Brook Lopez to do what he did. And that, I was so happy he finally came through because we didn't have anybody else on this thing special.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Lopez, I mean, Chris Middleton, he was average. Giannis kind of was average. We needed one of our other people to come. Malcolm Brogdon, tell Chuck Freeman, call him the press. I don't know why Chuck Freeman don't like to call him the press. Call him the press because he helped us. He's a steady force for this team. You know what I mean?
I don't disagree with you. Malcolm Brogdon is huge. They don't win this game probably if Brogdon doesn't play in this game. Yeah, I agree with you. Malcolm Brogdon is a huge deal. No doubt, AJ. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I don't disagree. I didn't know that Chuck Freeman refuses to call him the president. It doesn't matter to me. Fine. Don't call him the president. And call him whatever you'd like. But for me, he was a huge deal tonight. But Brook Lopez, by far, was the MVP of this game. I mean, that's not even debatable. Here, I'll tell you what. Hit the X Factor now so I can just say it's Brook Lopez. And let's just get this done right now. Here, hit it.
Yeah.
Harris tracks it down and jams.
There's always something unexpected that changes the game.
It's going to be crazy, man.
Here's tonight's X Factor of the game. Brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College Athletics. Offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com.
I had heard some rumors that Bryant and Stratton may be getting a bowling team here at some point.
Heard you going to go coach them?
Heard some rumors. Dude, I have no spare time to be coaching anybody. I'd like to coach a 12-year-old Little League team.
Spare time? No pun intended.
Good job, spare time bowling show.
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah, bowling playoffs, PBA playoffs going on right now on Fox Sports 1 on Monday nights. Check that out. So X Factor of the game is clearly Brook Lopez tonight. It's just not even remotely close. 29 points, 11 boards, 2 assists, 4 block shots. He was just unbelievable. Really, really good. All right, let's where are we going next?
Let's go to Nate and Racine. You're up next on the Fan. What's up, Nate?
Hey, what's up? Great show.
Thanks.
Hey, so yeah, I just this game just reinforced to me that it's over in 5 tops.
Yep.
Sorry about that. The reason being because you saw the way Kyle Lowry shot the ball. He hasn't been that good all playoffs. He played his best game of the playoffs. And the Bucks still won by 8. I think it kind of went how people were forecasting it, that they just don't have the scoring, you know, top to bottom on their roster. Their top 4 guys, you know, can definitely score the ball. Siakam played pretty well tonight. Lowry again had his best game, but where's the rest of the scoring going to come from? And with the Bucks, you know, Lopez may not play another game that great this whole series, but there's a lot of room for improvement with Giannis. You know, Bledsoe didn't have a good game. They still won by 8. So the Bucks just can hit you from so many angles, and I just don't think Toronto, top to bottom, can play with them.
Agreed, 100%. Thanks for the call. I led off the show saying get out the brooms, and Mitch doesn't want to jinx them. I'm not even remotely worried about this. Okay, maybe they'll lose a game. Maybe I'll jinx them out of a sweep. They can't play with this team. I'm sorry. You cannot tell me right now when you look at this game that Kyle Lowry is going to go 10 of 15 and 7 of 9 from 3 again. The man had 30 points. He had 30 points combined in all the games they played Toronto this year. That man ain't doing that again. Get out of here. If I'm a Raptors fan, I'm crying right now because that was the best shot they had at winning a basketball game against the Bucks, and they blew it. They blew it.
They are never going to get that kind of performance from Kyle Lowry.
No way.
I mean, Kawhi is going to do probably better than he did tonight.
31-9. Fine. 10-26, 10-10 from the line. He's going to do that probably every game. Fine. No big deal. But if they don't get 30 from Kyle Lowry, who's going to make those points up? Who? Who are they going to get those points from? Get out of here. This ain't going to be a series.
And the Bucks are probably going to shoot better than 25% from 3.
No doubt. I'm telling you, this isn't going to be a series. It's not going to be a series. Said before, I'll say it again. This team did not worry me as much as Boston. Boston had enough weapons across the board to create problems if they got going. This team don't have as much, especially when Van Vliet can't hit a damn shot. And he hadn't hit a shot in like 2 months. So without him and Bucks killer only played 17 minutes, thank you, Nick Nurse. Thank you very much. Please continue to only play him 17 minutes. I do totally appreciate that. That dude kills the Bucks. Please only play him 17 minutes.
Ibaka, Powell, Van Vliet, those guys all kill the Bucks. And now it's Kyle Lowry tonight.
Nurse said, bench sucks. I'm going to play all my guys 40 minutes. Go right ahead. Go right ahead because Ibaka, I'm telling you, kills this team.
He does. And I think, and we'll see what happens going forward, I think Ibaka might be one of the better matchups against Giannis.
There is... Listen, I'm not trying to be a coach because I'm not. And I know what Gasol's all about. There's no way. There's no way I'd ever play Marc Gasol 40 minutes in this match.
I'd go small and
play Ibaka and take Brook Lopez the hell out of the game and then see what the Bucks do. That would be my adjustment.
I've been saying Bucks in 5, and do you know what really the clincher was for me, speaking of Marc Gasol? When I saw that he played 45 minutes in Game 7.
Yep.
I mean, that dude... he is not done, but he's really close. And he played 45 minutes in a game 7.
And he played 40 tonight a couple days later. And you're right, that's going to catch up to him. He was 2 of 11 tonight. All right, back to the phones. 414-799-1250. What you got?
Let's go Trell, leaving the game. What's up, Trell?
Well, no, Sparky, just leave the game. What's happening? What you got?
No, they're just talking about a Bucks win, you know. Yeah, we've been doing it all year.
Ho-hum.
Man, Toronto in trouble, man.
They're done.
That was a game the Bucks. That was a game the Bucks were supposed to lose. I'm keep it real with you.
I've been saying it all night.
They shot poorly. Referees were kind of, I don't know what was going on, but they definitely, Toronto got the better end.
No doubt.
I don't know what the end of stats was, but they got the more, you know, whistle. But I would say for them to win this game and show character, show that they wanted it bad, wanted it more than Toronto did, and they're not going to shoot that bad going forward, you know. So that's why I say Toronto in trouble. And Kyle Lowry is not going to get no 30 points.
Yep.
Every game of the series, that's probably his highlight of the series. So
I agree.
I say the Bucks keep on. My Bucks in five prediction is looking pretty good. So
All right. I'm at with Trail, thanks for the call, man. Be safe driving home. It's funny. I looked because he said, you know, I don't know what the numbers look like. Personal fouls, Bucks had 16. Toronto Raptors had 21, to give you an idea. And as a Bucks fan watching this, I mean, I can kind of at least three times where Kawhi Leonard should have been called for fouls and wasn't. There was one at the end of the half on Giannis that should have been his third foul when he went over his back and was pretty much riding him and got away with it. He should have had three fouls going into halftime on that play when he went over the back on Giannis and they didn't call it. And Giannis was hot yelling at the referee. 414-799-1250, Steve Sparky, five for Mayor Mitch. It is the chairman of the DJ Wilson Fan Club, Evan, other side of the glass, longest running post-game show in Milwaukee. Been doing it since 2006, I think it is, after every Bucks game for a long, long time. And finally, we're so close to maybe having post-game shows for the NBA Finals. Mayor Mitch, that's all right. You can turn it up. You can do a little chair dance. Yeah. Do a little chair dance. Even Evan's getting into it.
The head nod.
Yeah. Yeah. Feel good about yourself. All right, let's go back to the phones. 414-799-1250. Where to, Merriman?
Let's go to Kevin leaving the game. Kevin, you're up next on the fan. What's up, Kevin?
Sparky, what's happening, brother?
Feeling my good.
My son Lucas normally calls you, but I felt I had to call you tonight.
What up?
The crowd was amazing. I stood in my section for 10 out of the 12 minutes in the fourth quarter.
Beautiful.
The crowd was amazing.
Yep.
They wanted that game. The Bucks earned that. But where the heck was Chris Middleton? That boy was not there tonight.
Hey, look, it's going to happen, right? He had a bad fourth quarter, didn't have a great game overall. I'll say it now and mark my words, I'll be right. He's going to have a big game in this series and help him win a game. It's going to happen. Middleton will come back and save him in a different game.
But welcome back, Brooke Lopez.
Oh, man, no doubt. They needed him huge way. Yep.
Lucas has a question for you. He wanted to ask you on the way up here. Lucas, go ahead.
Oh, Sparky. Your favorite player that's not on the Bucks. Name one.
Favorite player. Thanks for the call. Favorite player that's not on the Bucks. I am wearing my Brandon Jennings Under Armour shoes.
Yeah.
But he's not on any. He's not on an NBA team at all. So I can't say Brandon Jennings.
That's a tough one for me.
Yeah, man.
I would probably say Paul George-ish. Yeah.
I got to think about it. Lucas, you say, listen, I'll get, after the first commercial break, I'll have an answer for you. I got to think about this for a second. All right, where are you going to next?
Let's go to Jacob on the south side. Jacob, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Sparky, thanks for reminding me. You said 2006. I was wondering in the car, I'm like, how many years I've been calling this post-game show?
And long time.
13 years, man. Yep. Never thought I'd be in this position. I'm not going to lie, man. This franchise has beat me down over the years, but, man, it feels good right now. Yeah, I was trying to be respectful before the series started, and I said Toronto might get a game, so I said Bucks in five. But, you know, tonight, I'm not saying anything you haven't already heard. They took their best shot.
Yep.
You know, Kyle Lowry, he didn't have, you know, his best game of the playoffs this year. Like, that's the best game of his playoff in his life. Like, he's known for being notoriously terrible in the playoffs. You get 30 from him. You get 30 from Kawhi. You still end up winning by eight, and this is a game where if you're just bad from three and not completely abysmal like they were, you get this, you know, 15, 20-point win here. So I think we took their best shot. I mean, you look at the backcourt tonight, other than Brogdon's 15, I think Middleton and Bledsoe went and combined like 7 of 24. You got 0 of 6 from George Hill, nothing from Connaughton. Like, you can't bank on that happening again. And I also think, you know, we saw it a little bit in the second half, but I think next game Budenholzer is going to make more adjustments because he saw we were just collapsing on everything and Toronto was just getting wide open look after wide open look from three. I think they're going to take that away a little bit more in the next game. And I think if Toronto wanted to get a game, this was their best shot, and the Bucks just said not today.
As I would like to say, they flipped a switch in the fourth quarter, Merriman.
They have a switch. The Bucks realize they have a switch, and yeah. I think the only other team that has that switch is Golden State.
They flipped a switch. Thanks for the call. Wouldn't you agree with that, Mary Mitch? They flipped that switch in the fourth.
Yes, they did. And they, you know, started hitting shots, and that probably
and
helped on the defensive end.
And defensively, they tightened up a little bit, picked up the intensity, started creating easy baskets
they
or easier baskets.
Terrible in the first quarter defensively.
They were rusty
yep.
and coming off a week.
Yep.
And I
cannot argue with that.
I was on Twitter throughout the game tweeting from the fan account going, hey, yo, this is rust. Those were some brutal shots. And that's, I go back to my optics, right? Tell me, all year long, have you seen this team miss shots as bad as they miss shots? There
yeah.
were air balls. There were balls over the rim clanking off the corner of a backboard. They were awful. And I'm going, okay, maybe this is rust. But as you get going and you're in the third and it's still ugly, I'm going, no, there's got to be more to this. Like, all of these guys didn't forget how to shoot jumpers all together at one time. There's got to be something else. So I know I may be crazy. I would never, ever do a white shirt giveaway ever again. If I'm Peter Fagan and the rest of those guys. After this, never again. Will not happen. I said it earlier on the big show. I'm going to tell you again. Screw your stupid t-shirt giveaway and all that crap. Give me noisemakers and make that place loud. Hand out a bunch of Bucks cowbells and let's really bring the heat. And that, to me, I'd rather have that. As a player, make it louder than hell in here. Let's do that.
I would do rally towels, maybe.
That doesn't make any noise.
No, it doesn't make noise, but it does look cool. And it's not. White t-shirts.
Looks cool. No, but if it's white flag, white towels.
Well, you're not waving
not
a while.
No, you're right. That's better than white t-shirts.
And you asked me before if I played basketball. I mean, right. I did, but I played in like elementary school gyms. I wasn't playing in, you know, U.S. Bank Stadium.
No.
So I have no idea really what it is. I've always thought it'd be tough to shoot in an NBA building. I mean,
NBA building isn't, well, I mean, like I played an NBA game, but it's not the same. Listen, you've got black seats everywhere.
Yeah.
And then everybody that files in. So that stadium normally is kind of like Barclays Center. It's dark on the inside. It's a dark background when you're shooting. And you shoot there all year. Now you decide, I'm going to make it light. Let's put everybody in white damn t-shirts and see what happens. That has to do something visually when you're taking a shot and your backdrop that you shot in all year changes that dramatically. They didn't go from black to black Buck shirts giving away. That's not what they did. They went the exact opposite color. Again, I could be reaching. I know, might be a little bit crazy, but I'm sticking with that belief. All right, let's take another call here. Where are we going next?
Vincent in Anaheim. Let's hear it, buddy.
Raptors fan.
Hey,
what do you got now?
Hey, man. I love it. I love it. All your fans' confidence. Over a five. Nah, man. It's going to go seven. Put it this way. Carl Lowry and Brooke Lopez cancel each other out because when is Lopez going to have another 30-point game?
You're right about
Tell
that.
Me that.
Yep, you're
and
right.
Brogdon
yep.
did help you win.
Yep.
No matter what, take away those 15 points, and at the end of the day, Marc Gasol and Green need to step up. If they both scored 10 points and all that, then it would be 108-108, baby. Be 108-108. But you guys are a second-half team, no matter what. When I listened to the games with Boston, and now it's Toronto, I even knew. I didn't listen to the third quarter. I was like, no, I don't want to jinx nothing. I already know. I turned it back on in the fourth. Oh, we got a decent lead, but I told myself, no. These teams, they're going to kill you if you don't turn. Raptors didn't get it done. And everybody's saying, oh, yeah, Kyle Lowry, I knew it. As soon as he got 30, I was like, wow, Sparky's going to go off on this guy because I thought Sparky feels about Lowry.
Yep.
And I thought the same way. That's why I was like, if we would have run, I would have said, hey, what about that trade, Middleton for Lowry this time?
Yeah, and I still would have said hey, no. But like you said, you're right about Lowry canceling out Brook Lopez. You're 100% right about that. But I just look at this Bucks team and go, I don't think Middleton is this bad for the whole series. That's number one. Number two, I don't think Bledsoe is 3 of 12 for the entire series. I don't think that's going to happen either at this point. And George Hill is not going to be scoreless. So,
and what I'll do, I'll take Gasol out. He played too many minutes, unproductive minutes, man. I would have put Ibaka in.
Agreed.
You know, he can play that center position. And Lanzi gave him a little chance. But Danny Green and Gasol, those are the two people that killed the Raptors in a way. And, you know, that's it, man. It's on. But, man, I like the confidence, man. You give me worked up. You give me a little angry.
I'm glad you called in because I didn't know if you'd call or not.
Win or lose, baby. I'm representing the Rap Town. Hey, but, you know, I'll be respectful. But, I'm going to keep it real, though. I did say Raptors in five.
You did?
A little bit. but if we're going to go to seven, it's going to be a dramatic game seven, and we're going to win at the end. Oh, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt y'all.
I don't think it's going seven.
That's
man.
Enough out of him for tonight,
I don't think it's going seven. All right, where to next, Miriam?
Oh, squeeze another one. All right, let's go to Travis leaving the game. Travis, you're up next on the fan.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you guys doing tonight on this wonderful evening?
Awesome.
Good.
Yes, sir, man. I got to tell you guys, it was so live in there tonight. I've been to a game in each series. This was better than game five of the Boston series. The crowd, man, we didn't sit down even in the second half. Everybody was on their feet for almost the whole second half. Lopez showed up big tonight for us when everybody else was struggling. It's just awesome, man. It's championship year. Sparky, this is win number nine, baby. Win number nine to the championship freaking trophy coming back to Milwaukee.
Yep, how cool is that to even say? Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Bucks win 108 to 100. Time for our Screaming Sicilian Frozen Pizza play of the game.
We know you can do that. Giannis Antetokounmpo. You're listening to the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. What play had you screaming? Brought to you by Palermo's Screaming Sicilian Premium Frozen Products and Kraft Pizzas.
108 to 100, Bucks over the Toronto Raptors tonight. And they take care of business, go up 1-0 lead now in the Eastern Conference Finals. Game 2, Friday night. TNT was showing some great video of that Fear the Deer District, and it was just packed.
Dude, I flipped it on. I flipped it on at about 7:15-ish before the game started. I was like, wow, holy, you know what, when I saw how many people were at. We're behind the set there. I mean, that was impressive, man. That was cool. Good job, Milwaukee.
People were asking on Twitter, and one guy asked, hey, man, I'm coming from Madison. Is it worth coming down? Am I going to get anywhere? I said, well, you better get there by 5:30. 5:30, you better be there at least 2 hours early to have a chance to get into any one of those bars down there and have any chance of watching the game. By far, the Mecca of all of them, I think that one's probably the best one to go watch a game in, a game itself. To go party and have fun with your friends in. Punch Bowl Social is pretty cool. They got so much stuff to do in there, make your head spin. All right, let's see. What do you got for the play of the game?
Splash Mountain, the GOAT. This one was easy. Big three to put the put the Bucks up 104 to 100.
Bucks have a one-point lead. 2 minutes to play. Fourth quarter. Lopez for three. Yes! He has been on fire in every phase of the game. 29 points, 13 here in the fourth.
Now, you can say whatever you want about Marv Albert's past and all the crazy crap he had going on with him in his past. That dude is so smooth, man. He is kind of like that voice of the NBA for so many years. And you can get on about maybe missing a player here or a player named there, whatever, who cares. That dude is NBA basketball. Yeah. When you hear his voice, you go, the NBA is on. That's just it. For me growing up, he was kind of my voice of the NBA. And it's just very cool for me that he's calling our games in the Eastern Conference Finals.
I agree. And it's when you hear him, you think like 96 Michael Jordan or something. And then you fast forward now and it's like Brogdon. Yes.
Right.
And it's just like, wow. Are we here right now?
It's totally awesome. 108-100. Bucks over the Raptors tonight. Take a quick time out. Come back. We'll eye up the enemy. Get more of your calls if you want to hop aboard. 414-799-1250. Plus, we'll hear from Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer and try and run down Matt Velasquez and all kinds of stuff to come here on The Fan.
This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Let's get tonight's Wrench and Go drive of the game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest priced auto parts around. This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, here we go. 108-100, Bucks over the Toronto Raptors today. Game 1 win of the Eastern Conference Finals. Game 2 comes up Friday night. We'll be right back on the air again. Longest running postgame show in the city. Well, hell, we've been the only call-in postgame show in the city for the entire time. Outside of 1 year, my buddy Steve Haywood did it for a year. Outside of that, nobody else has even attempted this. Because, hey, let's be honest. Most radio stations don't care about a team when they're not winning. And then when they start winning, then they start caring.
But until then, they don't really care. And to the flagship's benefit, they never cared. So regardless. Mayor Mitch, where are we going?
Wrench and go drive of the game here. Malcolm Brogdon with a slam dunk off a feed from Chris Middleton to put the Bucks up 96-91 and start to exert their will. Chris Middleton, it's funny. If it's not something lazy, it's usually a beautiful pass. It's either all or nothing. Beautiful right. pass. He threaded yep. the needle on this one, and here it is.
The Bucks have a three-point lead. Gasol back to Lowry. Back to Gasol. Middleton rebound. The lead pass. Brogdon stops.
There you go. It is good stuff for sure there from Marv Albert on the call there on TNT. Mayor Mitch, where to next?
Let's go out to Mike on the south side. You're up next on the fan. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. It's been a while.
You bet.
Bucks fans, exhale. I can't believe my question's about T-shirts, but here it goes. Three more home games, three more shirts. And I think if they go to the finals, you're going to see four more shirts. Is it now a batter's eye is one color, but it's not white because you wouldn't see the baseball.
They don't allow it to be white in baseball. Baseball doesn't allow you to have that.
No, I mean the batter's eye.
Correct. They don't allow you to have that in baseball. Major League Baseball does not allow you to have it to where the when the batter is batting and the pitcher is pitching, when he looks out to the pitcher, you can't have it white. You can't have anything flashing, nothing.
Right,
it will stop the game.
That's what I meant. That's
correct.
What I meant.
Yes.
It's usually like green.
Right.
Yeah.
Or black,
whatever. If you're going to give shirts away, green, box colors, black, and Giannis free throws, I mean – this is your superstar. I think he's got to work on that a little. And I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, look, we've talked about this all year. I've also complained about Giannis's free throw shooting. But fact of the matter is, I mean, to this that was about as close as it's been for the Bucks, an 8-point game. That's about as close as the final score has been for them throughout the playoffs. So could it cost them at the end of a game of him missing three throws? Sure, it could happen at some point. But so far, so good. Cross your fingers. Hope it doesn't get put in that situation. Let's eye up the enemy, Mayor Mitch.
Behold our mortal enemy. We're keeping an eye on the enemy. How did the bad guy look tonight? Sponsored by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch or dinner and try their fabulous Friday fish fry. Now open, Coach's on Lake Dunoon.
All right, Bucks over the Raptors tonight, 108-100, and we'll eye up the enemy quickly here. Lowry scored 30 points. I'm pretty sure he didn't combine for 30 points in all of his games against the Bucks this year. 10 of 15, 7 of 9 from 3, 3 of 4 from the line, 8 boards, 2 assists, a steal, 4 turnovers. If he does it one more time in the series, I would be somewhat surprised. I just don't think he can do it again. Kawhi Leonard, 31 points, 9 boards. Marc Gasol, 40 minutes, 6 points, 12 boards, 5 assists for him. Bucks killer Serge Ibaka was held back by Nick Nurse. Thank you, Nick Nurse. Only played him 17 minutes, 4 points, 4 boards, 1 assist, 1 steal, and 1 block. Good job, Nick Nurse. Okay, Mayor Mitch, where to?
Let's go out to Jay in Waukesha. What's up, Jay?
Oh, hey, guys.
Hey.
I probably echoing a lot of what other people are saying, but, you know, I'm sitting there watching the game, you know, early in the fourth, and we're shooting 18% from three, and we're down by 6. And, of course, then Brooke gets hot and starts hitting a little bit, and Nikola does. But I just am sitting there thinking there is no way if they can't be beating us by 15, 20 points with us shooting that lousy, it does not bode well for them at all the entire series. So I was a little nervous about this game, and Toronto played really, really hard. But I think I would agree with what a lot of other fans are saying, that we get this in 5. I've got friends in the organization, guys. Next 3 games are all green shirts, just an FYI.
Yeah, good. I'm done with white. So if I never see a white shirt again in that arena, I'd be fine with it. That's totally fine. Thanks for the call. Again, I do not understand why you wouldn't have noisemakers. Unless the NBA doesn't allow you to have noisemakers as a giveaway in the playoffs, maybe that's a thing. I don't know. Unless that's a thing, why wouldn't you want to be a sponsor on some noisemaker that everybody's going to hold on to and treasure forever versus some shirt that some people may keep around, but more than likely you'll find it at Goodwill or in a secondhand store in 10 years.
most people aren't going to keep it. They're just not, because you're going to wear it so often, and then it's going to get old and faded and all that other stuff. Where I got a cowbell, I can put that up on a mantle. I can put that wherever. I can get a little container for it, you know, put it in a container. I don't know. That's just my thing.
Aren't Thundersticks fine? I'm pretty sure.
They're okay.
Or is it only behind the baskets or something?
Oh, you mean the rest of the arena? I don't know. Those, I mean, I've been at games with those things for the Bucks, and I've been to playoff games with the Brewers with the Thundersticks. They're kind of loud, but not as loud as like a cowbell. Like, I want to be loud.
Yeah, there's got to be a rule on that. Because
they used to be cowbells back in the day for Sacramento. Back when it was Doug, Christie, and Bibby, they had cowbells.
Sure.
It was louder than you
Cowbell
know what
Cowbell Kingdom.
There. Yes.
I mean,
that was a thing.
In 2019, people will throw those on the court and stuff like that. Okay.
No. We got good fans. We don't have irresponsible
fans
in Milwaukee.
You're absolutely right.
All right, let's go with another call.
Louis on the south side. You're up next on the Fan. What's up, Louis? Bucks win.
Yeah, Bucks win. Awesome game. Hey, Spark, I wanted your thoughts. Kawhi, Lowry combined for 61, 62, whatever. Is this their best punch?
Yep.
Like, do you think this maybe is their best punch? And there's no way Lowry goes out for another game like this again.
Nope. And the Raptors fan that always called in and said, but he's canceled out by Brook Lopez, because more than likely Brook Lopez won't score these many points in a game again either. And that's a fair point for sure, no doubt. But I agree. I know. I don't think Lowry's going to do that again. Leonard could very well get 30 or 40.
Guy, isn't he?
Huh?
Brook is our fourth best player, where Lowry is
correct.
Their second best guy, you know?
Well, probably third at this point behind Siakam. But, yeah, I mean, for sure, no doubt. And that's why I'm saying I let off the show, and we came out with, like, I don't know, 30 seconds left to go in the game, and I said, get out the brooms. I just don't see how Toronto wins a game in this series. I just don't. I'm sorry. I've been saying it all day on the big show that tonight was their best chance. It looked like their best chance as we watched the game. They couldn't finish them. They're in trouble. Like, they're in serious trouble. Thanks for the call. And I said it earlier with Mayor Mitch, and I'm going to say it again. They ought to be done with Marc Gasol playing 40 damn minutes, and they ought to go back to Serge Ibaka playing center, force the Bucks to take Brook Lopez off the court, and go small. That's what they ought to do. I mean, seriously. They don't pay me anything to coach, but it seems obvious to me, doesn't it? Same thing I told you about Mirotić in the last series when I said start him, and they finally did. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of Mirotić in the starting lineup, and we'll see what they do with Brogdon going forward.
Don't touch it.
No?
You don't touch it.
I'm okay with that until it doesn't work.
Right, and that is, I'm sure, the exact same thing Budenholzer thinks.
And that's probably going to be the case in game two.
It's probably Budenholzer's
case. Because Toronto
will
probably adjust their lineup. They'll probably go with Ibaka. And then
they're
not
sitting Marc Gasol. Not to start. No way. It's not happening. They did not trade for Marc Gasol to sit Marc Gasol in the Eastern Conference Finals.
He came off the bench for the first couple weeks after they traded for him, I believe.
I understand. Just telling you.
Okay.
What the most that's going to happen is he'll go from 40 minutes to like 30 or 35 minutes, and then Ibaka will get a 5 to 10 minute increase. That's the most. They aren't pulling him out of the starting line. No way. No chance. I mean, maybe, but I don't think there's any chance he's going to do that, Nick Nurse. Marc Gasol and what his legacy is and what he's all about, no. That starting five is staying for the Toronto Raptors. They're not messing with that. Okay, let's do, what do we have left to do here? Defensive play of the game?
Sure.
Defensive play of the game.
Marcus, it seems to me this has been a decent deflection game.
What defensive play stood out?
Yannis knocks that away from Love right at the rim.
Here's the Laborers Local 113 defensive play of the game. The Laborers Local 113 Milwaukee. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org. This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Presented by Palermo Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza.
All right, defensive play of the game, TNT. Marv Albert on the call. What you got, Mayor Mitch?
Brook Lopez again. Kawhi Leonard did have 31 points tonight, but not here, as Brook Lopez sends one back in the paint.
Siakam have the last 38 points for Toronto. Here is Leonard. His shot is blocked by Lopez.
Lopez has been everywhere at both ends of the floor tonight.
Yeah, Lopez was a monster in this game. X factor of the game earlier in the show, we talked about that. He was the MVP of the game by far. 108-100 Bucks over the Raptors. Mayor Mitch has more details on that and what happened in Brewers baseball tonight as well. They were in Philadelphia, and see how Gio Gonzalez pitched against the Phillies. Stay tuned for that. Coming up next, we'll hear from Coach Budenholzer after a Bucks 108-100 win.
Sports Flash right now.
From the 105.7 FM, the Fan Update Studio, I'm Mitch Ross. First on the Fan, for the first time since 2001, the Milwaukee Bucks have won a game in the Eastern Conference Finals, this time 108-100 over the Toronto Raptors at Fiserv Forum. With an average night from Middleton, Bledsoe, and others, Brook Lopez was largely the hero of this game.
Lopez for three. Yes! He has been on fire in every phase of the game.
You bet, Marv Albert, TNT. Thanks for the highlight there. Brook Lopez, 29 points, 11 boards, and 4 blocks. For Splash Mountain, after shooting poorly from three all night, the Bucks woke up in the fourth, hit 5 threes in the period, and outscored Toronto 32-17 and stormed past the Raptors to victory. Kawhi Leonard with 31. Kyle Lowry had 30 points on 7 of 9 from 3. Unbelievable for Toronto. The series is 1-0 in favor of the Bucks. Game 2 is Friday night down at Fiserv Forum. To baseball, Brewers used a three-run third inning, highlighted by a two-run single by Jesus Aguilar to give themselves and Gio Gonzalez a cushion they wouldn't relinquish. Brewers win 5-2 in Philadelphia tonight. Gonzalez scattered 7 hits over 5 and a third, allowing just 1 run against the Phillies' bats. Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show has made its way to Facebook Live, so head on over to facebook.com/1057FM The Fan for more reaction to the Brewers' victory. The crew goes for the series win in Philly tomorrow afternoon. Elsewhere, the Cubs, they lost 6-5 in a walk-off. Yasiel Puig after the Cubs blew a lead in the bottom of the eighth inning. Read up on all these stories and more at 1057FMTheFan.com. I'm Mitch Ross for Sports Radio 1057FM The Fan, Milwaukee sports talk leader. Listen live anywhere on the radio.com app.
Let's hear from the head coach. This segment is sponsored by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com. Or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Bucks get the win 108-100 over the Toronto Raptors. Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals in the books. Next up, Game 2, Friday night. And, boy, oh boy. They win Game 2 Friday night. That fear the Deer District in downtown Milwaukee is going to be going nuts on a Friday night.
Lit.
Yeah, lit. Whatever you want to call it. Sure. Lit. 108-100. Bucks get the win over the Toronto Raptors. Let's hear from Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer after this win.
You know, I think we always talk about our defense. We start with it. And, you know, just I think the way that the guys competed and got after it defensively in the second half, and particularly the fourth quarter, you know, just stands out to me. And, you know, the depth, Malcolm coming off the bench and playing the way he did, and just all the different guys we get contributing. And then obviously, you know, big game from Brook on both ends of the court. And, you know, we feel like we can get better. You know, to get this win after, you know, pretty significant days without playing, I think hopefully we'll be better between now and game 2.
Matt Velasquez, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. But is this the best you've seen Brook play, just in all facets of the game, getting inside, shooting from outside, and playing defense?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the thing that does stand out is, you know, the putbacks and the, you know, the stuff around the basket, particularly in the first half. We were, you know, kind of struggling for you know, scoring and just anything offensively. And he was able to kind of manufacture a couple things. And obviously in the second half, you know, the threes and the spread that he gives us. And then defensively, I thought, you know, we'll look at the tape, but I thought he was there, you know, several times in the fourth quarter, you know, making blocks, making big time contests, rebounding. You know, certainly in a big moment, that was a great Brook Lopez tonight.
Eric named The Athletic, but Kawhi takes just 5 shots in the fourth quarter. He scores just 2 points in the fourth quarter. Just what do you think of the job that Chris and Malcolm did on him for the game?
Yeah, you know, we talked about just the individual pride it takes, you know, with whoever has that assignment. And, you know, for the majority of the night, it was Chris and Malcolm. And to be able to kind of tag team him, and then the fourth quarter, hopefully, between him seeing those two different guys all night and the activity around those two guys, you know, we'll take that fourth quarter. We certainly can't rest or think that it doesn't take the same effort and the same activity going into the next game, you know, start to end against Kawhi.
Bud, Tim Reynolds with the AP. It's not uncommon when you see a team playing
from behind all night like you guys were for like 37, 38 minutes, there just comes a point where you guys run out of gas, where teams tend to run out of gas. You guys seem to find another gear. What is it about your group that you guys can be down for three quarters in the biggest game of your season and then somehow just put it together like it was nothing in the fourth?
Well, hopefully it speaks to our depth. First and foremost, I think we're got a lot of guys that are capable, that can contribute, that, confident on both ends of the court. I think it speaks a little bit to the character of the group. They just stick with it. I think it's become a little bit of a theme in the playoffs. I think eventually, hopefully, we feel like if we stick with what we're doing, good things will happen for us.
Kane Pittman with the pick and roll. But Malcolm, you spoke about him already, but it felt like early in the game he hit a couple of threes that, even though it was early, you really needed them at the time. So obviously second game back, how good was it to have him hitting those big shots again, and what do you take from that?
Yeah, he was phenomenal. Again, the first half, I don't think we were very good, as a group. And Malcolm was one of those guys that kept us afloat. We already talked about Brooke kind of keeping us afloat in the first half. And he really did it. I think, what he's doing defensively is impressive too. Just, I think, second game back after, not playing for a significant period of time, it's impressive. And we certainly needed him tonight.
We're heading into the Bucks locker room to hear what the players saw on the court. Sponsored by Precision Sports. Specializing in the delivery, installation, removal, and repair of basketball hoops, exercise equipment, game tables, and backyard playgrounds. Go to precisionsportsonline.com.
108-100, Bucks over the Toronto Raptors. I just saw a tweet. Let me go back here and find this tweet. A guy from Packy J, who said, talking about being a Bucks fan, we're way over our skis right now, full speed ahead with no eject button, and I love it. Yeah.
Sneaky true.
That's very true. Eric Bledsoe, this dude, man, I just say, this dude here, I got to find this quote from Bledsoe that Grotsky tweeted out from CBS 58. And it's so true. Where is it? Oh, forget it. I'll find it while we listen to Malcolm Brogdon here after the win over the Toronto Raptors.
Yeah, he's a tough guard. Very versatile. Can really do it all on offense. Pretty patient. So you gotta be patient on defense, not reach, not foul. But we tried to make it as tough as possible. I thought Chris did an excellent job on him. But yeah, just try to make it tough on him.
You guys have had some dominant wins so far throughout the playoffs. This one kind of goes down to the wire. Just how would you describe the intensity and the effort on the defensive end in the final stretch?
I think we really rely on Brooke. He's our anchor down low. He really is, even though he guards a big, in the defense he has to be all over the floor. He has to be helping. He has to get out to shots for the big. And tonight he came up with some huge blocks, huge rebounds, just effort plays. So we really follow his lead, and he's been great. I mean, I credit Coach Bud with that. He wants us to stick with it. He wants us to continue to shoot open shots, continue to let it fly. So, it instills confidence in us the whole game. Yeah, I feel great. We got a great medical staff here. I've taken great care of my body. I'm going to continue to. Just keep pushing forward.
All right, there is Malcolm Brogdon after the game tonight. Bucks over the Raptors, 108-100. Now, normally, we will hold our forward-thinking moment off until after we talk to Matt Velasquez, but Matt Velasquez is kind of tied up right now, so we're going to get him really towards the very, very end of the show here. So let's do our forward-thinking, looking ahead to game two.
What about the next game? What do you expect from this team now? Time for some forward-thinking. Sponsored by Forward Financial Partners. Moving forward together. Find your way at FFPWI.com.
Man, Brooke Lopez is on the podium.
He's got a Pizza Planet hat on, according to our research department on the other side of the glass. I don't know the significance of that, but maybe I'm...
He's wearing a Mickey Mouse shirt. Huh? He's wearing Mickey Mouse right now.
Oh.
What are you saying to?
It's
telling
from Toy
you,
Story, sorry.
Yeah, no fooling. We're wearing a Mickey Mouse shirt with headphones on and stuff. I haven't seen that Mickey Mouse shirt before.
I mean, he lives on the property, so I guess he has access to everything. That helps. Man, Brook Lopez. Unbelievable.
What a guy.
Unbelievable. Brook Lopez tonight. Again, 29 points, 11 boards, 2 assists, 4 blocks. Tell me how many times that dude's had double-digit rebounds this year. Good luck.
Not many.
Good luck. 108-100 bucks over the Raptors. Look ahead to the next game. Folks, this is pretty simple to me. Just tell me this. How much worse could they have played and still won this game? I mean, Brook Lopez pulled you out of the fire. Okay, I'll give you that. Giannis didn't have some like mind-blowing game. He had a very good Giannis game, but it wasn't like crazy. 24, 14, and 6. Very good numbers, but not crazy. Mirotić didn't shoot well, 1 of 6 from 3. Middleton was 1 of 6 from 3, 4 of 12, and horrible turnovers late. He only had 11 points. Bledsoe was 0 of 6 from 3. I mean, realistically, they got to play better in the next game. And if they play better in the next game, how much are they going to win by? Cocky Bucks fan, call me what you want. I don't see how Toronto wins a game, folks. I don't. Tell me how. Tell me where they get better and the Bucks get worse and how they lose. I'm here for you all night. Tell me. Especially if Nick Nurse doesn't play Ibaka all but 17 minutes in the next game, too. Especially if he doesn't do that. If he's going to run Marc Gasol's old butt out there 40 minutes again, all day long, let's go. Brook Lopez, can I just say this? Cashing in tonight with that performance. Cashing in. There are GMs salivating all over the NBA right now, getting their hands on that dude. Go on. Damn, how did
we... And he's going to stay right here on the mid-level exception?
How did we not get him at $2.5-3 million? How did he end up there doing
these two guys right here, I'm looking up
Giannis
at
Giannis and Brook Lopez.
They're going to stay together forever.
Oh, my God. I love you so much. Scott Grosky, CBS 58, tweets out a quote from Eric Bledsoe talking about the Eastern Conference Finals game that they won. Quote,
Batman and Robin, Giannis and Brook.
Stop. Eric Bledsoe said, quote, playing that bad, it can only go up from here. That's it. Get the brooms out. This one's done. Okay, so the Bucks get the win over the Toronto Raptors, 108-100. Up next, we'll talk to Matt Velasquez of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
This guy's on the inside. After every game, listen to the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show for the latest from JS Online's Matt Velasquez. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola. This is Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back. Bucks get the win tonight over the Toronto Raptors, 108-100. We'll get to Matt Velasquez in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. First, let's check in with Pete on the north side. What's up, Pete?
Hey, this is Keith calling from the north side.
That was almost close. Keith, close.
Keith, whatever.
Yeah,
man.
What's up, bud?
Hey, look, I know we watched the same game because I was there. I was watching the same game, and it seemed like the first three quarters that Toronto had them playing half-court ball, and they were beating us playing half-court ball. If we don't pick the tempo up and get the ball going, we were going to lose that game. I mean, straight up. I know Kyle Lowry had a great game that was amazing, and he can't do it every night and all that. But if they make us play that slow tempo of basketball, you saw how bad our shooting was. It was just horrible. They could beat us playing that way. I mean, did you not see that in the first three quarters?
Yeah, I saw it. But I also realized that there's no way this Bucks team is going to shoot this bad going forward in every game. There's no way. There's no way Kyle Lowry is scoring 30 points on 7 of 9 from 3-point shooting. That's probably not going to happen again. Now, you could say Brook Lopez isn't going to do what he did either, and I get that, but there's just not enough offensively for Toronto to compete with the Milwaukee Bucks, especially if they hit their shots, which they did not do tonight. And when they did finally in the fourth quarter start making threes, they were 0 for 11 from 3-point range in the third. They only hit 6 in three quarters. That's not how you win games with Let It Fly Milwaukee Bucks basketball. I mean, that's just not going to happen. Thanks for the call. And if it does, then Toronto got very, very lucky. Let's sneak one more in here before Matt Velasquez. What do you got there, Merriman?
Jason Waukesha, you're up next on The Fan. What's up, Jason?
What's up, Jason?
Hey, Sparky, my first time calling your show, but I've called a few times on the Fan.
All right,
hey,
good. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. I just am so stoked. It's only 7 more wins, and we got the whole show. And Brook Lopez, like you guys said, is the man. He needs to be with us forever.
Yeah, well, we'll find out if he's with us forever. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I mean, Mayor Mitch, you started that crap. That's all your fault. Joining us now is Matt Velasquez on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Matt, how was the arena tonight? For all the bashing Bucks fans have gotten early in the playoffs about not being loud enough, it seemed quite loud to me today.
It also seemed quite loud to me. I thought that they the fans got into it early. Obviously, the Bucks got off to a nice start in the first couple minutes. Toronto went on a big run. There were a few times where the crowd was getting up, trying to get the Bucks going. And then late in the game, this place was as loud as I've ever heard it. And so I would say that this place, you know, was rocking.
Yeah, no doubt about that. All right, now let's move on and talk about this game. Kyle Lowry was just unbelievable tonight. Brooke Lopez was equally unbelievable for the Milwaukee Bucks. Who's more likely to duplicate their performance in another game this series?
That's a tough question. I think I would probably side with Brooke Lopez only because he didn't shoot like insanely good from three. He shot reasonably good. He was 4 of 11. He had 4 blocks. Was really crashing the offensive boards hard. He had 11 rebounds, 4 of them were on the offensive end. I think some of the 2-point shots that he took were maybe a little bit tougher. And he got a few of them to fall. So the Raptors are going to leave him open at certain points. He's going to do what he does, and you know he might be able to replicate this. Not to this extent. This was just fantastic. Maybe the best game he's played all year, or at least close to that Denver game where he was like 8 of 13 on threes. But this was all around just a great game from him. And Lowry was unconscious from three, and he did a bunch of other stuff. He had a diving save and a poke steal on Middleton, and you know he was actually the only Raptor to make a field goal in the fourth quarter. So he was really, really good. I don't know if he can sustain it just because how much of it relied on his shooting.
You know, the other thing about this Bucks team right now going forward is I don't think they can shoot this bad from three. Going forward in this series. I mean, it was about as bad as it could get. 6 3-pointers made through three quarters and all that fun stuff. Bledsoe couldn't make a shot from outside. Middleton couldn't make a shot. Middleton with turnovers there in the fourth quarter. I've been saying it, and maybe I'm jinxing them, but I just don't see how Toronto wins a game right now.
Well, I mean, I can see, you know, that Toronto bouncing back. They're not going to shoot as poorly as they did in the fourth quarter. 0 of 15 on all the guys who weren't Kyle Lowry. I mean, that's just not going to happen most nights. They didn't have a great shooting night either outside of Lowry, outside of maybe the first couple quarters. They definitely slowed down over time. So I could see how they could, not necessarily from three, but just get going a little bit more than they did and be able to keep up offensively. And maybe the Bucks, you know, they can keep the Bucks off the line. Obviously, 27 free throws from Milwaukee, a lot of those in the second half. Giannis had 12 free throw attempts all in the second half. And then there's still a way. I don't think I'm ready to overreact to game one, but you know, with the way the Bucks played, which wasn't their best at all, to be able to win a game like this definitely bodes well for the future.
It's got to be a good shot for Toronto. I think they just got to be absolutely demoralized after how that whole thing played out to lose that game the way they did. Hey, Matt, thanks so much for coming on, and I look forward to talking to you Friday night.
All right, sounds good.
You betcha. Bucks get the win 108-100. Over the Toronto Raptors. Buy your brooms today. Buy your brooms today. Paint them green. Bring them out to the Fear the Deer District. Can't bring them into the stadium. Bring them out to the Fear the Deer District, and then you can sweep up all the garbage that's on the floor Friday after the Bucks get another win. Because there's going to be a lot of partying going on there Friday night. You know that's happening. Yeah. You're really scared. I keep talking about this, aren't you? You really are. I can tell by the look on your face.
You think I'm scared of a party? Think I'm scared of a good time, Sparky?
No, I think you're scared of me continuing to talk about this sweep stuff. I think it's driving you a little bit batty. It's driving you a little bit batty. I've been known to jinx a lot of things.
I will say that what Matt said about, I don't think, you know, I mean, all I could think about was how many minutes they played in that last series. And we were saying all along, we hope that goes 7, and it did. And now, you know, Kawhi couldn't buy one in the fourth quarter. So I hope it continues.
And you only get one day off, and you got to play again.
Yep.
That's a huge advantage now for the Milwaukee Bucks. No long rest periods here for Toronto. Day off, play, day off, play. That's how this whole series looks now. So we'll see how it plays out. Bucks win 108-100. Thanks for listening. Game 1's in the books. Chuck and Winkler tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. They'll have you covered with all kinds of more Bucks talk. Probably talk a little bit Brewers too. Mayor Mitch, Evan, nicely done. Steve Sparky Fiverr here. Have a good night. Toodles.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.